I realized that even though I had missed my mother, I had almost become used to being alone. After only a few weeks, my mother explained to me that I would have to leave. It was for my own good, she said, because I needed to go to a decent school. She had arranged for me to live with a cousin in Apartado and to enter the 9th grade at the José Celestino Mutis Secondary School. I didn't complain. Apartado wasn't as big as Montería, but at least it was a town. Looking back, I know that even though I suffered when I was left alone, it also forced me to grow up quickly. Now I was determined to do well, study hard, and get ahead. Soon after entering the school, I was elected to represent my class in the student government. A couple of months later, in April 1996, Graça Machel came to Apartado. That visit transformed a lot of our lives, because it put Apartado on the map as a place where young people were really trying to do something to make peace. Many of us trained as promoters of the rights of children. We went into schools and taught other kids about their rights and why we should all vote in the children's mandate.
After just a few weeks on the plantation with his mother, Hoimir moved to Apartado to go to school. A few months later, Graça Machel visited the town. Remember her from Farless's chapter? She's the woman from Mozambique who does a lot of work for the United Nations. She has spent her life helping people in countries that are ripped apart by war. Graça's visit helped make Apartado a center for the children's movement. Hoimir got involved learning about his rights and then teaching other kids. Let's keep reading from the top of page 118.